97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 10 p.m. 97.5 The Fanatic. Rob Mighty and Joe Stazak taking you to 11. Did you know about this? The Fanatic Pro Shop has arrived. Quality Fanatic and Philadelphia sports-themed merchandise and apparel at discount prices. Open for browsing now, just in time for the holiday gift shopping season. The Fanatic Pro Shop at 97.5thefanatic.com. You got to check that out. You think they got a Rob and Joe post-game show?
Oh, they got
ornament?
Yeah, absolutely.
We got an ornament.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
It's a holiday.
I've been here almost 7 years. I haven't gotten a stitch of a piece of gear here.
No?
No, not a hat, not a mug.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Maybe we can make it ourselves. Just get the logo, go out there, go online.
Right? Have them print out some shirts.
Yeah, get some stuff made up. How about that? Dylan, we got some of these cuts, right? I want the first one you have, because I thought when I heard this, Joe, I was like, how about the Dougie P? He's throwing a bone to Mike Groh. He gave him some credit about some of the play calling, for giving him some ideas. He was calling the plays, and he said that Mike Groh was giving him some good ideas on some of what he had, what he was seeing. What they think they could attack, some mismatches, some advantages they saw. And I thought he was really, I've listened to Doug Peterson numerous times, been there. I've never heard him. To me, this was almost effusive in his praise of Mike Groh. Let's hear it. Go ahead.
I didn't have to get real creative. I just had to find the right play. And that's not easy either. Mike Groh, my coordinator, did a great job. We had great communication during the game, especially late in the game, and gave me some ideas, gave me some suggestions. And obviously they were plays that we went to and worked. And so I give him a lot of credit to really helping me out and, finding the right play. And again, guys made plays for us, and we needed that at the end.
I wonder if maybe, you've talked about it. You and I have talked about it. Frank Reich being gone. Mike Groh gets a lot of criticism in this town. I'm sure Doug's heard some of it, maybe.
Sure.
And he just wants to going into this bye week as they self-scout and evaluate. And it's not that Mike Groh's on a hot seat or anything like that.
No.
But
he probably wants to pump him up a little bit.
Yeah, throw him a bone to say, hey, he was just giving me because
he gets criticized because he's not Frank Reich.
You're right. Hey, now Frank Reich's going to have to do it with Brian Hoyer.
Oy.
It looks like Jacoby Brissett's got, I believe I saw MCL, which isn't going to keep him out for the year, but it's going to keep him out for a little bit. And they would have won a football game today against Pittsburgh if Adam Vinatieri.
That miss was horrendous.
It was, I thought it was blocked or something.
The concession stand. That was so bad.
It was a bad miss. I hate when it comes down to that and it's a miss. Somebody misses a field goal.
Hall of Fame kicker.
The most impressive thing I saw around the league today had to be Russell Wilson in Seattle coming back from down 21-7 at home to Tampa, winning that game in overtime. 40 points he put up, 5 touchdowns, 378 yards. This guy's caught. The Eagles never beat Russell Wilson. I don't know how many times they played him, but I know they've never beat him.
He's tough. He's a tough out.
I almost feel like the Patriots, just because the Eagles can run the ball and the Patriots are susceptible to the run up the middle, if it's going to be a split, I almost feel they got a better shot at the Patriots. This is crazy to say, than they do Seattle.
Not necessarily.
I don't think they can beat that team. But the Patriots, if they run the football, I mean, am I nuts for saying this?
They give up under 6 points a game usually. That's tough. Today the number's going to go up a little
17,
bit.
But, yeah.
I'm concerned that they go 0-2 the next 2 weeks, 3 weeks. That's my concern, because then, is the season over at that point? No, that's why today's win was so important, to give themselves a little bit of a cushion. But what would that make them? That would make, what are they, 5-4 now? That would make them 5-6.
Then you have to win out.
Then you got
to
win out.
So here's the deal. I could do this pretty easily, too. If that scenario happens, and they went 0-2, okay? Then they have to win out, but if they do, they finish 10-6.
Right.
Their losses, though, would be to their losses would be in the division only one
to Dallas.
Dallas,
right?
So what you would need is for Dallas to lose two games other than to you, and one of them being the Giants or the Redskins. And they already beat both teams, so that's why if the Cowboys lose somehow to the Giants tomorrow, Monday night, your boy Danny Dimes and Saquon Barkley come up with a big one. That would be because you would need them to lose a division game to the Eagles and then whoever else, whether it's the Patriots on the road, Lions on the road, Minnesota at home, Bears on the road. There's Rams at home. They got tough opponents coming up.
That's a tough schedule.
They got tough opponents coming up. They're going to lose. I think they're going to lose three football games. It's a matter of who they lose those games to, because after division of record, head to head division conference. And the Eagles would have, if they lose two, the Eagles lose
two. They've lost to Minnesota. They would have lost to Seattle.
Seattle's conference.
They've lost to Detroit.
And New England would be the old, they beat the Jets, they beat the Bills, and they beat Miami. So they would have five conference losses. Meanwhile, Dallas has lost to Newton, the Jets. And they would have if Dallas doesn't lose a division game, but loses to, say, New England and two others, they'll have the better conference record.
Yeah, that's correct. So Eagles have to almost win this outright.
They're going to have to. Yeah, you're going to have to splitting is the best. Now, of course, Dallas could lose three more games. They could lose four games. Yeah. Somehow, Dallas is 4-3. They could go 5-4. That could happen. They could lose to. They could still beat the Giants and then lose to Minnesota. But it would behoove the Eagles to win one of their next two games. And when I look at it, I feel more. It's crazy to say. I think they have a better chance against New England than they do Seattle. Seattle scares me. They just really do. Russell Wilson, the way he's played against this team. The way he can right now, you and I both think Tom Brady's the greatest of all time.
Absolutely.
Russell Wilson's better right now. No doubt.
He's better right now. Yeah.
Might be right now best quarterback.
He's MVP right now.
Right? Best quarterback in the NFL the way he's playing right now.
He's unbelievable. Probably one of the most underrated quarterbacks I've ever seen, but he's so good.
And Patrick Mahomes is hurt, so playing right now, I'd put Russell Wilson ahead of anybody.
Five
else?
Touchdowns, no picks today. Wins it in overtime with a touchdown, not a field goal.
With a touchdown, yeah. A touchdown pass.
They're going to be a tough out.
Man, how bad is it going to be seeing DK Metcalf coming to town in 3 weeks when JJ's on the sideline not getting any snap? By that time, JJ might even be a healthy scratch if the Eagles make a move somehow. You pick up Moncrief or you bring back Matthews. You do something. You might have JJ as a healthy scratch and DK Metcalf in the game. Doing what he does.
What happened to Jordan Matthews? He had a few good years at the beginning of his career. How come he's not on a team?
He's been injured, and he was just in San Fran for a while this year. When did they release him? A couple weeks ago. Remember when the Eagles traded him for Darby?
Mm-hmm.
He had an injury, and he was traded to, and the injury was there were some issues with the training staff and the medical staff the way they handled that. That just was. Three training staffs ago. But he went to Buffalo, got hurt, dreadful year, came back here last year, played 14 games, and then this year only played in one game with San Fran, and he got cut. So, I mean, this is a guy who had 85 catches for almost 1,000 yards in 2015.
I know.
73 for 804.
He was a player.
16 touchdowns his first two seasons.
He was a player.
He was... but for what they need, better than what they have, but not their top need.
It's not what they need.
You need somebody who can run.
Speed.
Like, go get a guy off the track. Ronaldo Nehemiah. Remember him back?
Yeah.
The only thing
he couldn't do was catch the football.
Yeah. Just somebody who can fly down the field, spread the defense a little bit.
Usain Bolt.
Yeah, exactly. Our man, Scott in Barrington, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Scott?
Brother Rob, what's good with you?
How are you, man? How are you?
Good. Just dissecting this win. And first of all, Brother Joe, what's up, man?
I was going to say, you don't say hi to me anymore?
Nah. You know how we were. I miss Brother Rob this year. Me and my bodyguard, you got to meet him, Brother Rob. But Brother Joe's met him.
Oh, yeah.
We saw him on stage. But we'll hook up next summer, Brother Rob. Make sure of that.
No doubt. No, man. No, before that, because you promised, Scott, you're going to come.
Next time
I'm speaking somewhere in South Jersey, you're going to come out, right?
I did.
I was a little outside your area. I was in Reading yesterday, Reading, PA.
That's okay, but, you know, we'll Facebook each other, and I'm keeping posting. You got my word, man. Make sure I get a fresh cut.
All right.
nice win, but, this DeSean Jackson thing, man, it's just, it's bothering me.
It's not a good situation when he comes back and he's not healthy. He's clearly not ready to go. He's not healthy. And now, he might be out for the rest of the year. I can't count on him, Scott. I can't. Can you? You have any confidence in him?
Nope. And what was the Jeffries injury?
I don't think Ashland's just banged up. I don't think there's nothing that's real serious about him. He's not going to be like listed on the injury report. He was limping after the one catch. I thought it was a calf. Maybe he had the calf earlier in the year. Did they say anything on TV? Because Doug didn't say anything after the game. No. Ashland didn't say anything after the game. Yeah,
of course. You know, everything is hush hush around the Novacare Center, man. That's like Fort Knox over there, and the Mac Hollins thing, man. Oh, God.
Useless.
Thank you. I'm not trying to be a downer, but we got to figure out something, man. Because after the bye week, you know who we got, man, coming to town. And you guys kind of stole my thunder with Jordan Matthews.
Oh my goodness! They were driving, and now
he was down.
I
think he was down.
You like Jordan Matthews, though, Scott?
Better than Mac Hollins. I'm better than Mac Hollins at 49 years old. My legs are shot, but...
But he pass blocks, though. Mac Hollins will pass... I mean, he'll run block. He'll run block, and I don't know the details. Like, I wonder how...
It's a fumble.
I wonder how good he is, like, what the difference is for Mac Hollins, like, the run game without him in there. What's the difference between the two?
Good question, but
if it's that much of an impact, they need to run that football.
Yeah. So again, I'm not trying to be a downer, but again, nice win, grinding out win, but looking ahead, man. And then sure, we got Mr. Wilson. I don't mean from Dennis to Menace either, but that and they just added a receiver, and of course they got who else we wanted clowning. So that's going to be very interesting, but. Fellas, love you guys, and thanks for taking my call. And Brother Rob, let me know when you're close by, bro.
You got it, man. Appreciate
it, Scott. God bless to you guys.
See you, Scott.
Take
you too,
care.
Man.
So that's a fumble, Edelman?
Yeah, Edelman fumbles, return for a touchdown.
24-13.
That's correct.
Baltimore leads the Patriots early in the third quarter.
Should have gone for that, boys.
Oh, man.
Should have gone for that.
They should have gone for that. Now you're going to have an angry... team coming off a bye week, have 2 weeks to sit there but hey, they lost two in a row twice last year. It's happened before. The Eagles were a team that beat them to make it two in a row in 2015. You gotta win a football game.
So you give Belichick 2 weeks to prepare.
Well,
that's not a good thing.
Yeah, he's gonna dissect this offense and defense up and down. It's
a great secondary they have.
Yeah, it is.
Try to catch balls against those guys.
Even tonight with a 24-13 lead, Baltimore's got 2 for 32, 2 for 15. He's only got 72 yards passing. Lamar Jackson. They're doing it on the ground.
Yeah,
they're doing it on the ground, and that's what you got to do against the Patriots. And I don't know what they can do. New England can do to shore up the middle of their defensive line. Because it looks like you can run between the tackles against them, which the Eagles did today against the Chicago Bears. And I like that Miles Sanders was keeping it, for the most part, a couple times he went outside, but he ran between the tackles. Jordan Howard ran between the tackles, had success. Man, That first drive, though, I'm sitting there watching. You got a first and goal at the 5. They give it to Jordan. He only gets 2 yards. 2nd and 3. All right, time to abandon the run game.
Yeah.
Why? Jordan had, he got 2 yards on first down. It's first down. That's the toughest down to run on. Give him the ball on 2nd and goal at the 3.
And they don't disguise it. It's empty backfield. They know you know they're throwing on 2nd down. Yeah.
And that's where, over these next 2 weeks, over this week during the bye, when Doug Peterson talks about self-scouting and looking at what he can do better, I think they need to come up with more creative play designs. They got to scheme it up better. They got to find ways to disguise some of their plays. I want to see more of this two-back set. I'd love to see Jordan Howard. Now we got Jordan Matthews on the mind. Jordan Howard and Miles Sanders in the backfield together. And I didn't think I saw it at all today.
I don't remember seeing it.
Dylan, did you see it at all? Did you see a two-back set at all? I don't think I saw it.
Not that I can remember.
Yeah, it was never.
Wouldn't you try it a couple times after it worked last week?
And during the week, asking him about it, he said, yeah, it gives us more versatility. It's something we like, you know, we're thinking about doing. Well, where is it? I don't know. You saving that one for the Patriots? Saving that for the Seahawks? They got to do it. But hey, listen, 5-4, 2 straight wins. I think there were a lot of people after 2 lopsided losses to Minnesota and to Dallas on the road, a lot of people who were ready to say the season's over. They're done. They're not coming back from this. They just got blown out 2 games in a row. They're 3-4. They're going on the road in Buffalo, and that's a team that at the time is 5-1. We both picked them to beat Buffalo. They won convincingly that game, 31-13, dominated on the ground, 200-plus yards. Now they beat the Bears today. Somewhat convincing, got a little scary there in the fourth quarter, but it was I never really felt uncomfortable about that. I know the Bears had the ball and an opportunity to take the lead, but I looked on that field and I saw Mitchell Trubisky throwing it, and I just said,
feeling.
Yeah,
it's a good feeling.
By the way, old friend Trey Burton, did he even have a catch today?
He had a catch, and there was a late hit on him.
He had a target, but no catch.
No catch? I thought he caught a ball and had a late hit on him.
He had and there was a badly overthrown ball to him.
Maybe that was it.
That was the target. There was a late hit. Who was the late hit on? Was it Trubisky? No. It was Zendejo's late hit.
Well, he hit Trubisky.
It had to be him then.
Yeah. I thought there was a penalty hitting.
It was their first down. The Bears' first down on their 6th possession came on a 2nd and 4. Trubisky ran for a first down.
And got hit.
And then he got hit after that to give him an extra 15 yards.
Mm-hmm.
So that was when they got their first down.
That was a dumb penalty.
Yeah, that was egregious. Dylan mentioned this during one of the breaks. They got to cut him, I believe, by week 10 to get a 4th-round pick compensation, not lose that. I think this, for some reason, they really like him as that third safety. I would move on, man. That 4th-round pick or Andrew Sandejo, now you got Matt. So because you got Craven LeBlanc coming back, you could conceivably use Avante Maddox in that role as the extra safety. Maybe Rasul Douglas could do that, so where you don't need Sandejo.
You would think Douglas would move back there.
Makes sense.
He's built for being a safety. He's a ball hawk. He doesn't have a lot of speed.
Makes all the sense in the world. This is a good stat, Dylan. Doug Peterson is 5-4, coming off extended rest, and that includes bye weeks and games coming off Thursday night games. So they're not exactly terrific off of extra rest.
No, it's a winning record. Look at the Patriots, how they're down the field again. They're in the red zone again.
They're in the red zone again?
Yeah, they're at like the 13-yard line.
That quickly?
Yep. Look where they are.
See, you got a better view than I do over there.
Oh, sorry, bro.
You can give me play-by-play because yes. I can't see it. I'm like looking through the cat. Looking through the cat. What they got, a 2nd and 4 there?
2nd and 4.
Yeah.
They're going to still make this a ball game.
No doubt.
I wouldn't be shocked if they win it.
No doubt. No, I definitely wouldn't be shocked if they come back and get the W.
Very doable.
What'd they do there? Second down?
Ran for about 2 yards.
It's going to be a ball game. That's going to be a ball game. It'll be interesting to see what happens next week. Hey, Joe Girardi got introduced as the Phillies manager this last Monday. Had an opportunity to be there and get to know Joe. He's certainly the people's manager.
The people's choice.
And he lived up to all the hype because he was terrific.
He is terrific.
Talking to it, just hearing him,
being at the news conference, the interview circuit, he's been great.
Yeah, everyone got a chance to talk to him after the news conference, and he was really good, very thoughtful, very genuine, very sincere. Family man. I love that about him because
big college football guy too.
Is he?
Oh, huge.
I didn't know that.
He said when he sees Lee Corso putting the whatever mask on, he's predicting that week. Don't get near him. He's all jacked up and he's dialed in and don't talk to me.
He wants to. How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't talk to him about that. We're too busy talking. Hey, touchdown. There we go. Touchdown.
There it is.
Talking to him about facial hair and all these other policies. That was interesting that he had a facial hair policy.
How about that, right?
Back in 2006.
Yeah.
Can't get away with that nowadays. Imagine telling Bryce Harper no beard.
I don't even get it. What's the point?
Well, at some point. Then the Yankees had something.
Yankees had one.
Yeah, and he came from the Yankee cloth, so.
But he was with the Marlins first.
Yeah, but it's what you learn, you grew up in. Who ran that touchdown? Was that Brady?
I thought it was James White.
James White?
I don't know for sure. I looked down. I wasn't watching.
Yeah, it was James White, who, by the way, has got 8 carries for 33 yards now. Where's Sony? Is Michelle hurt?
I haven't seen Michelle.
Yeah, White's got 8 for 33. 610-632-0975. Is Joe and I to go back and forth with this Patriots game? They got the Eagles got the Patriots coming up next. We're scouting them for you. I think they can run the ball up the middle against this team. I don't know what else they can do against this team other than run the ball. And I have a feeling that Bill Belichick knows now, 2 weeks in a row, teams have run the football well on his team. He's going to figure out a way to get a little bit better run defensively. 610-632-0975. We got some open lines. He's Joe Stazak. I'm Rob Motti. 975, The Fanatic.
97.5, The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back to 97.5, The Fanatic. Rob Motti and Joe Stazak. We got you. It's 11 610-632-0975. How about them Sixers, huh? Eagles are 5-4, but they said we only talked about the fight. Forget the fight this week. It's a big W in Portland. I'll be honest, I did not. I was on the road this weekend. I was in Reading Friday night. I got up, had like 4 hours sleep. So last night I was finally home. I knew the daylight savings time was going to give me an extra hour. But with a long, long day, today started early at the link, covering the game, coming here, still got to go home, write a column. I was like, yeah, I'm not watching the Sixers game last night. So I didn't even know about Furkan Korkmaz. I didn't even know until I woke up and looked at the highlights. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Unbelievable.
How about that?
Unbelievable.
Kork.
Are you kidding me?
Love it.
Kind of fell down as he shot it. Drilled it.
How about that? 5-0 for the first time since 2000-2001 season.
Remember what happened that year?
Yes, we do. That was huge. And hey, they look like a absolutely legit NBA Finals contender.
On a mission.
It should be fun. I like the makeup of this team.
Yeah, I do too.
And I think it's going to be a fun year, man. I think it's going to be a fun year. We can nitpick. Yeah, we'd like to see some maybe another shooter at some point. But hey, if Ferk's going to come in off the bench and knock down game-winning threes, see what he could do. And Ben Simmons looks like last night, what was it, 18-11-8. They win again without Joel Embiid. So of the five, they've already won twice without him.
That's good.
Now they got to win one more time without him. It's a little different when you got Al Horford to slide in there.
It helps.
Yeah.
Last year they had nobody.
And, hey, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be fun this season, so we can ride that. But the Eagles today beat the Bears 22-14. And They get that field goal at the end that
huge
to seal it after that 16-play, 69-yard drive. It's not a touchdown. It's not glamorous. But when you can run the ball the way they did against a defense that is a top-five defense in the NFL, that's a good thing. That's a positive. And now we've seen this game, success on the ground. Buffalo, tremendous success on the ground. Green Bay, a lot of success on the ground. Carson had three touchdown passes, but he only had 160-something yards in that one. They ran for more. And today they didn't have more yards rushing than passing. But whenever they have they run the ball effectively, they win games. And if you're going to look at them going forward, I know the Patriots are tough. I know Seattle's going to be tough. But, hey, this is their opportunity. That's how they could do it, is by running the football. What'd they do there?
Baltimore, Lamar Jackson ran around for about 30 seconds, and then he threw one out of bounds.
Oh, I thought he did one of his Lamar Johnson and Lamar Jackson and ran for a big game.
No, he was getting killed. All right, see, I think the Patriots still might win this game.
Yeah, it's 24-20 now, and they hold them there. They're getting the ball back. Lamar Jackson is 11 for 17, 98 yards. He's run already 10 times for 42 and a touchdown.
Well, remember, Belichick is 21-0 against quarterbacks first year or second year.
What is it, 21-0
against quarterbacks in the first or second year.
And
Lamar Jackson's in his second year.
In his second year. That's a great stat.
Yeah.
That is a terrific terrific stat.
Yeah.
You didn't place a wager on this game, did you?
No, I didn't.
No, not with the this is a tough one. Patriots given three. I couldn't look at this one either way. What did they do there?
First down. Threw for a first down.
They went for fourth and four.
Oh, was that fourth down?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, they did, and they got it.
They went fourth and four to Willie Snead for 7 yards.
How about that?
How about this? So I'm getting this before it's on the TV, right here on the NFL Jesus. .com.
Is that right?
Yeah, I saw this. It was 7 yards. I looked up, and there's still plays unfolding. So
that's great.
I like it. I guess there's a big delay there.
A little bit of a delay.
Big delay. Mm-hmm. A little bit of a delay. We'll take it. Buffalo bounces back from that loss. They beat Washington 24-9 today. Carolina 30-20. What does Carolina do? What do you do?
With the quarterback situation?
Yeah, what do? Do you go to how can you go to Cam Newton?
Well, Allen came back to earth last week. Yeah. And they turned around and have a nice game today. That's a good question. I mean,
yeah, he's the franchise quarterback.
He's played nine games. Do you trust him, Kyle Allen?
Well, what is
undrafted?
What is he? In the nine games, he's what? They're 5-3.
5-3. And he's played well.
He's played well.
I don't think you move on from Newton just yet.
You can't. You really can't. Not when you're paying him. And it's the same situation in Jacksonville with Gardner Minshew, who was playing well up until today. Today I saw he had a couple of picks. He had a fumble. They got to go. As soon as Nick's ready to go, they got to go to Nick Foles.
Absolutely.
No doubt.
And is he going to be ready in 2 weeks, you say?
He's eligible in week 11.
Okay,
That's what he's eligible. Now, I think he's going to be ready because he started practicing a little bit. He's throwing a ball around, so because does that mean he could take hits? Different story, but it looks like he's on pace, on schedule to come back, and it'll be interesting to see.
I'd like to see him come back and do some things.
When you look around, we've said this a few times. You look around the NFC. We don't think that the Eagles are going to have a chance to compete for a wild card. they're going to have to, the best way for them to get in is to win the division. But when I do look at the other teams and look at the records right now, in the wild card race, Seattle's first at 7-2. Eagles are 5-4. They're a game behind Minnesota, but Minnesota beat them, so they're really two games behind Minnesota.
Yeah.
And then you got Carolina, who's 5-3, and you have the Rams, who are 5-3. So you got 1, 2, 3, 4 teams you'd have to surpass. Three teams you'd have to surpass. That's a tough thing to do. I don't know that
ain't happening.
There's three teams you got to
happening.
No, you got to go in the division route. And we looked at the schedules. It looks like they could do it. But these next 2 weeks are going to be, the next two games are going to be huge. It's going to tell you.
If I thought this was a very good team, I'd say they might be able to do it. I don't have a lot of confidence in this team. I thought it was a good win today and people are killing them. I'm usually the one killing them, but I thought they played well today for the most part. It had its ups and downs, but to me, they are what you're watching. You're never going to see a team that blows the doors off the other team. Even when they did against the Jets, they didn't play all that well. You're seeing it. This is the offense. You're seeing it. You know, you're not going to see a lot of games like they put together in 2017 where they were just putting up 40 spots and 50 spots. You know, it's just not going to happen this year. They are who they are. Their defense has only given them 27 points last 2 weeks, but against anemic offenses. But they're playing better. They're getting more pressure on opposing quarterbacks, albeit Josh Allen, Mitchell Trubisky. But they are who we think they are. At least I think they are. I think they're an average football team.
At this point, no
shot at the Super Bowl, and flip a coin to win the division.
At this point, I can't argue that they. I couldn't tell you that this is a team that's going to win a Super Bowl. To me, this looks like exactly what you said, an average football team. They have started to come on a little bit defensively. You do have to consider the opponent, but it's better that they've had success against weak opponents than to say, oh, they played some weak offenses and still struggled. Mm-hmm. At least there's a good sign there. And then when you look at the offense, this offense isn't Super Bowl caliber. They're not going to score 35 points. They're going to win football games by playing ball control, run the ball, hit the tight ends, hope that a wide receiver makes it. The wide receiver is just, when you don't have anyone who can make big plays anymore with Deshaun out, Alshon is your possession guy when he catches the ball on third down, but when he doesn't, that blows up in your face. Yeah, this is right now, average football team, a legitimate chance to win a division. However, win the division, you get a home playoff game, you win that game, anything can happen. Sure. I know that. Would they be favored? No. But we can go back to 2008 when they were all but done.
All but done.
And they get in after three miracles happen, final game of the season. They get in as a wild card,
they beat
right?
Dallas 44-6. Yeah.
They got in as a wild card. They beat Minnesota.
On the road. Then beat the Giants.
The number one seed on the road. Defending Super Bowl champion Giants on the road. Then went to Arizona as a road favorite in the NFC Championship game.
I was at that game.
In Arizona?
Yeah, I was covering it for Fox.
How about that?
Yeah, it was cool. But, you know, they had Quentin Demps giving up three touchdowns to Larry Fitzgerald in, like, the first half, and they found themselves down 18 points, and they actually came back to take the lead.
And Donovan walked off the field with the lead.
That's what he'll tell you. Brent Celek had a huge second half. Deshaun had a bobble catch for the touchdown.
Rookie year for Deshaun.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, something else. They had
Jim Johnson's defense let him down that day.
Jim Johnson's defense gave up a lot of points. Hey, it's Kurt Warner. He's a Hall of Famer.
Was that B-Dawg's last Eagles game? I think it was B-Dawg's last game.
Was it really?
2008 season.
Okay. You might be right.
I'm going to look that up.
Has it been that long?
Yeah.
You might be right. I think it was around 2008.
B-Dawg didn't go to Denver after that?
Yeah, went to Denver for a couple years.
I think it was B-Dawg. I'm going to have to look that up. Meanwhile, good stat, Dylan. 14-5 the Patriots are when they're coming off a bye under Bill Belichick. 14-5. So you're going to have a team coming off a bye. Yes, in fact, that was B-Dawg's last game.
That
was the NFC Championship
Interesting.
Game.
Interesting.
They went to Denver at age 36, played three seasons there. And I think he went to a couple more Pro Bowls. Hall of Famer, Brian Dawkins.
Doesn't shock me. Baltimore just scored, by the way.
A touchdown?
Yep.
He went to two more Pro Bowls. What was the touchdown there?
It was a little out by the tight end, and Lamar Jackson rolled a little to his left and hit him, ooh, and it was wide open.
Man, now
see the tight end coming across from the right side? Oh, he didn't roll, but he hits him. He's
early fourth quarter, 31, well, pending the extra point, 31-20.
His defense has given up 24 points already.
How about that?
Yeah, you wouldn't expect that.
It's more. It's almost more than they gave up the entire season. Coming in.
Oh, missed the extra point.
No way, really?
Yeah, he missed.
Tucker's good, too.
He's awesome.
He's one of the best.
Oh, he's awesome.
Well, how about that, though? That makes it...
10-point game.
Yeah.
That's doable.
You never know.
Doable.
610-632-0975. Final chance to get it in with me and Joe Stazak on this Eagles win over the Bears. 975, The Fanatic.
975, The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Welcome back, 975 The Fanatic. Rob Motti, Joe Stazak. This weekend's programming brought to you by BePromoting.com. Are you a business owner? Look for cool company gear, promotional items, or employee holiday gifts. Visit BePromoting.com. That's BePromoting.com. For duffel bags, two drinking glasses, and everything else you need to build your brand. Jim in Havertown, you're on 975 The Fanatic. What's up, Jim?
What's happening, gentlemen?
Hey, Jim.
How are you, buddy?
Great game to watch today, huh?
It's all right.
I was a little bored in the first half. I must admit, I was barely watching when we were up 12 nothing. But I had good reason. I was hanging out with my grandson and my son.
Neither team are of the big play. So you're not going to see a lot of cash plays.
Yeah. It was fun to watch, though. My son, unfortunately, busted my chops, and he's predicting 21-19. I think just what do they call that, trolling me? But then it started becoming true, though, it seemed like, So. It was a fun ending. It was an exciting game at the end.
Yeah, it got a little hairy, but it worked out.
Yeah. Guys, only because it happened so, seldom, I don't remember the tiebreaker rules. I know first thing, of course, is head-to-head, but obviously we're going to be 1-1 with the Cowboys if we beat them, which we have to. But next is common opponents, I want to guess.
It depends, Jim. Yeah, if it's between two division rivals, it's division record, then conference record.
Okay, right. Okay, yeah. So, points ain't involved.
It's way down the list. Yeah.
Gotcha, guys, yeah. So, yeah, it was fun to watch. And we got a week off, huh? It's going to be pretty boring. To fill up sports, we got the Sixers and the Flyers going, so it ain't going to be that bad. I like both them teams also. I've been a basketball nut since I was a kid, so. It'll be fun.
Hey, they're fun to watch, Jim. So fun to watch.
I asked you guys. I think we're going to miss J.J. Redick, though, sooner or later. You got to miss having a sniper,
I'm not missing his terrible defense, though.
His defense is awful, but they need a shooter.
Still, there ain't too many guys who bury threes at that rate who are great at defending. I mean, really, how many are there,
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. They're usually smaller guys.
I just like the makeup of this team. I really do.
They look great. So far. Face.
Yeah.
Look at them firing them up. Game-winning, play the other night, right? Yeah.
Game-winning three with 0.4 seconds left.
You got Furkan knocking down threes. Yeah, you're good to go. Jim,
there you go. When I started listening to JJ, I just looked down the bench and wait for him to come in, right?
No doubt.
Yeah.
Well, appreciate the call, man.
All right, guys.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Take it easy. All right. Since people are asking a question about it, and we mentioned it's the tiebreakers, so to break a tie within the division, head-to-head, best one loss, of course. Best one loss then within the division. Number two, common games is number three. Not conference record.
Common games. Okay.
This common games.
Well, they have a lot of them.
Yeah. So common games, then record within the conference is four. Then number five, he gets into strength of victory, strength of schedule.
Right. Won't get down that far.
Best net points in common games is number nine. How about that? Number eight, best combined ranking among all teams in points scored and points allowed. Imagine that. My favorite is number 12, coin toss.
Really? That's number 12?
If 11 things are tied, it comes down to a coin toss. So that's if two or more teams are tied for the division record. It's not going to be three. To break a tie for the wild card, number one, if they're teams from the same division, then it's division tiebreaker stuff exists. If teams are from different divisions, then it's head-to-head. Then it's conference number two, common opponents number three.
Oh, common goes three.
Yeah. So
interesting.
I'm surprised about that, though. It's common before conference to break a
break a wild card tie.
When was this update? I'm looking on the NFL.com, so I would imagine it's up to date. Well, we're a long way from there, though. We're a long way from worrying about tiebreaker with the Cowboys, because they got to beat the Cowboys. I almost booked my flight this week to come back for that game.
I was going to say, we were talking about
it. Being in Florida.
Yeah.
So my boss doesn't even know. I got coverage in case I'm not there. But I was looking and I was like, all right, this looks like a pretty cheap, nice, under $200 to fly back in Saturday, fly back to Florida on Monday to do the game, and I ran it by my wife. She's like, you're on vacation. Why are you going to go work on vacation? I'm like, but it's what I do. I cover the NFL.
Cowboys.
It's, Cowboys game for the division, week 16. I'm going to wait two more weeks. I'm going to see where they stand.
All right. It's a good idea.
But you know the cost of that flight's going to go up.
You're going to get hosed there.
Yeah. So we'll see. But, hey, we don't have to make any predictions for next week, Joe, because they're on a bye. So I will tell you this. The Eagles will play their most perfect offensive, defensive, and special teams game next week. They will not give up any points. They're not going to score any, but they're not going to.
Defense wins.
The number one thing I need to find out about tomorrow is DeSean Jackson's health status. And we may not know anything. We may not know yet. We may still. It still might be.
I'm going to tell you, it's bad. He played one series and hurt himself again. So, what do you think? That's going to be a week? No, it's going to be like 6 weeks.
Yeah. Brady threw a pick. I missed that.
Yeah, you missed it. He threw one down the field. I don't know why.
To Sanu?
Maybe Sanu, but it was so overthrown. The safety just dropped back a little bit and intercepted
Earl Thomas?
And ran. Was it Earl Thomas?
Yeah, Earl Thomas.
Okay. Yeah. And he ran it back for about 25 yards.
Oh, wow. And now they just had a third down stop, but it was a penalty on the Hightower.
Oh, well, he was offsides, right?
Yeah, to extend the drive. So it looks like, Joe, your scenario is going to come to...
I think it is.
There's still 11 minutes left in a game, but New England's trailing by 10. Baltimore has the ball, and it looks like your scenario is going to come into play where the Patriots will come in to Philly off a loss.
I like it.
And that's a scenario that twice last year they faced. Well, three times, actually. The first time, they lost again. The second time, they lost again. And it wasn't until their fifth loss they did not lose. So they at least a trend over the last year, back-to-back losses.
And they won't be undefeated, so they're not playing for that anymore. I like that. I like that factored in there.
See, I was going the other way with coming off a loss.
I get where you're coming from, man. There's certainly a lot of credibility.
Yeah, but you got stats to back yours up. So that you're talking. You're talking me into. I'm not gonna pick the Eagles against the Patriots.
No.
Plus, I got a bet, right? I got a bet with the other show I do Tuesday nights in Woolwich Township Center Square Tavern. With everyone on my show, all the co-hosts on it, because I don't eat condiments.
right? I've never had a condiment.
You never had?
I'm a weird eater.
Ketchup?
I've never had it.
What?
It's before even getting into the health kick. I've never had it. Never had so many different foods. I've never had bacon. I've never had
what?
So much food. Yeah, we could do a whole hour on
this. Okay.
And they said, if the Eagles beat the Patriots, I have to try something I've never had.
Wow.
And right now they're leaning towards ketchup. I've never had mustard, mayo.
On a burger?
No,
a hot dog?
No, I don't even.
Relish or onions?
Nothing. Sauerkraut, nothing. I don't even put dressing on my salads.
Really?
Yeah, just totally dry. I don't even put butter on a baked potato. And it's totally dry.
Love me some butter.
So I was like, you got to pick something good if you want me to try. And they're right now, I think the leading contender, they got two more weeks to decide, is ketchup they want me to try.
What do they want you to put it on?
I think just a spoonful of ketchup.
Oh, well, that's terrible.
Right?
Who eats ketchup alone? No, put it on a burger or something. That's when you'll get the full effect.
I was rooting for mac and cheese because I've never had that
either. Never had mac and cheese?
No, I've never had.
That's a winner.
I was like, at least I wouldn't mind having that, Dylan, because I've had macaroni. I love me some pasta, and I've had cheese. So
you would like mac and cheese.
It wouldn't kill me to try. I've had chicken parm, which is cheese on chicken with pasta.
Yeah.
So I think that's why they won't. They're like, no, you're gonna like it too much. They want me to not like what I'm trying.
Yeah,
so
I can see that.
We'll let you know next week. But this was fun as always,
always
Joe.
My friend, always.
Always. We'll do it again probably in a couple weeks. Next week we're both solo, I think. And
we'll
do it again in a couple weeks. Dylan McKinnon, thank you. Great job producing the show as always. I'll be back. We'll both be back next week. So for Joe Stazek, I'm Rob Motti. Reminding you, make a difference. Be a blessing.
Late.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.